I can literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude? A wee moment.
We on, baby.
Look, before we get into your journey.
Yeah, my CBD quest. Which we're going to cover.
Matt went on a very...
I'm going to hold it down like I didn't... Like,
CBD deep dive.
I chickened out.
I do need to address that I am fuming. My car got towed this morning because I am, in fact, a fucking idiot.
You parked illegally?
I did park illegally.
And you paid the consequence.
I paid a significant consequence.
How much was it? $175?
$350.
What?
For me to get the car and get it out.
They only had one day.
I had a previous ticket before that, but it was for like $70. They got me.
Dude, it's supposed to be
they had that car for like 2 hours.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you didn't get hit with any daily storage fees.
It was, yeah, not only that, forget the fees.
Do you think?
The SAS.
You got SAS?
Every step of the way, there was SAS. Dude.
What?
The PPA?
They're sassy, I know.
Have you been to their secret hideout? Their hideout?
Multiple times.
The Philadelphia Electric Company?
Multiple times,
they have
dude.
A secret hideout.
Yeah.
It's an old abandoned factory, and then there's just black ladies sitting around in
just being mean.
Blue uniforms.
They hire.
And they don't have they're literally just out front.
Yeah.
There was a lady out front with a thermometer. Dude, this is in a parking lot by the river in an abandoned factory. And she's like on the phone. And then I came by. She finished the conversation.
Is that down by Oregon Ave? Because I might have went to the other place.
This was off Delaware Ave.
The place I went to was off, but I don't. I remember just being some weird like lot. And like it was like a building. Like it was like a Wizard of Oz.
Well, there's a giant. The old abandoned Philadelphia Electric factory company.
I don't know. I don't remember. I've been there multiple times. I've like kissed cars goodbye in that lot.
Oh yeah.
I've gotten sass. I've given sass though. I gave a lot of sass.
Which is crazy because I was having a sassy weekend.
Were you?
This was a bit of a payback. I was sassing people.
Were you really?
Yeah, dude. Fuck Fishtown. Fuck all those hipster pussies. Hipsters are the. I mean, I know that's played out to be like, yo, hipsters suck. They suck ass.
We're in Fishtown. Where are you all weekend?
I've been by Chinatown. So maybe that's not Fishtown, but I've spent enough with the fucking hipsters. I'm on the border.
They're tough. When I do jiu-jitsu up there, you see them. And again, I know what you're saying. You don't want to be like,
dude,
you see them and you're like, dude, like, that's a question. Did you sit there? Did you really plan your outfit out for like 45 minutes? Fine enough. If you came out in a three piece, I'd be like, yo, bro, you're looking sharp.
Yeah.
But you came out like you planned an ironic outfit for 4 hours and went outside. It's like, dude, what are you talking about? That's good gear.
What?
That's good gear.
True.
Also, dude, we'll get into it because I'm sorry.
Well,
you're talking personality.
I had to go get my hair did.
Okay. Looks great, by the way.
Thanks, bro. Got my hair did. That was in Fishtown.
So you're sassing hipsters.
While I'm in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a patriot. I take my mask off. Probably 30-year-old dude sitting next to me in the chair next to me goes... He leans over after about 5 minutes. Also, I was talking to Rick about Billy.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, Billy. Because Billy wanted to find a new place to get his hair did. So I was like, get a Rick job, dude.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Rick about it. I was like, but there's no way Billy's going to wear a mask in here.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And we were just joking that Billy was a patriot.
Yeah.
It's like, he's never going to do it. And then this whole time, I can see this little fucking
burning
dork looking at me through the mirrors. Just like.
He was glancing at you through the mirrors?
Yeah, and then finally he leans over after about 5 minutes of me not wearing a mask, and he goes, you can curse me all you want, but could you please wear a mask? And I was like, I hit him with the Chris Farley. I was like, what? Like, I had no idea what he said. I thought I responded laughing when he started talking to me. I was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, what did you say? And he's like, could you please put your mask on? I don't care what you have to say about me. And I was just like, dude, yeah, whoa. I'll wear the mask, you fucking weirdo.
Whoa, man.
It's like... It's COVID's done, bro. Get over it.
I mean, bro, imagine coming out of a 5 grand mushroom session, forgetting what money is, and then coming out into a world where people are wearing masks, and you're like, what's this about? That was fucking nuts, dude.
I bet.
It was weird.
Not as weird as a 30-year-old man being like, could you please wear it? It was a man.
Yeah. It's tough.
He was a little short guy, too. He was a little tiny guy. Well, so that might have been.
Don't be mean.
Well, no, he was a tiny guy. That might have added to his, like, you have to follow the rules.
No, he's just being a pussy, dude. That's just dudes being pussies, and now it's cool to be a pussy.
Hipsters love following the regulations.
Like rules.
The anti-fascists love following the rules.
It's very funny. Yeah, anti-fascists love coordinating and wearing, I would say, almost vaguely militaristic outfits and then go, like, physically forcing their ideology on people, which is anti-fascism, for the record.
Which
is a very anti-fascist thing to do, to match outfits and be like, let's go push our ideas on people with physical force. It's like, well, that's called fascism, bro. Yeah. That's literally fascism.
They,
fuck yeah, dude.
So then I go battle another. Yes! Then I was battling the hipsters elsewhere. I went to a bar by my place, what I'm saying, Prohibition.
Prohibition Tap, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hipster. MLS was on the TV blaring.
So you're an
like,
anti-fa,
this
dude.
Is dangerous territory. As soon as I saw the Portland Timbers on TV, I was like, oh, there's some heavy Stalinists here.
Yeah, for sure.
There's some fucking, the Bolsheviks are afoot.
Yeah.
They're making Moscow mules. That's why I call them that.
True.
All right.
You had the Reds just on. You had that. The Reds on.
It was
your
red. The Reds.
You were
McCarthy
all weekend, dude.
So after we filmed a sketch, it's mm-hmm. gonna be tight.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so tight.
Probably
there
the best.
There was tables
of
six. There was one table, and then we were separated obviously by like sheets of plastic, and fucking crazy shit. And then another table, and we were like. It was our group.
Yeah.
We were a group of like 10, so we were separated.
Nothing gets my appetite up like setting the place up like a C-section.
Yeah. It's, yeah, like a fucking Red Cross hospital. Yeah. You know what I mean? It looks like a war hospital. And, yeah. So then I went over and sat with O'Connor and the other guys and then went back to my table. Mm-hmm. And this bitch like ran over to me. First off, oh my God, get me going.
She enforced you.
There was a pear-shaped gentleman giving me awful guff. The anti-fascists are all built like fat lesbians. Every single one of those dudes is a bull. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I'm not going to finish it. But
for sure.
They are. And they give girl attitude.
Yeah.
And I was with like – I was with my manager and this other – they were like feminist New Yorkers.
Sure.
And I was like, fucking feminine energy on this fucking guy. And they were like, what? I was like, shut up. You know what I mean, dude. He's acting like a bitch.
It's not good. It's
he
not
came good. Out. I was like, do you have any like light beer on tap? He was like, no. And it's like, dude, what the fuck kind of answer? Like, that was our first interaction. He's like, do you want anything to drink? I was like, do you guys have any light beer on tap? He's wearing a mask. He just goes, no. And then looks for other people.
You should have been like, is there another waitress here?
Yeah, true. Are there any other women
the word
working?
Waiter doesn't exist. It's just waitresses.
That was a waitress.
Like, is there
he
another
waitress?
Waitress? Can I have another waitress, please?
I will say this, though. He heard us trashing him. And he came back with a better attitude.
What?
He came back almost condescendingly. And oh, great. Yeah, I'll get that for you right away.
So he subbed out. You guys domed him and he subbed. He subbed out.
He did sub.
That was brat correction, dude.
We.
You guys just scratched his kink. He just wanted to be corrected. He was being a brat. Daddied him.
They were the biggest pussies. This wait staff. I was fuming. I've never been fuming like
Where have you been for the last like 2 years? Did you know?
I don't
go
to hipster places.
Yeah, that's the move.
I don't go there. And this place, there was another two tables that were right next to each other around the corner. And I was like, is it cool if we sit there? And he was like, no. Like, I mean, just right away.
Yeah, they became invested with like a weird authority. And it's like.
Bro, so I get up. I go sit at the other table. Right when I walk over to the other table, one of the waiters comes up. He's like, you have to wear a mask if you're going to walk through this area. I was like, all right, I'll put the mask on next time. So then I walk back to my table with the mask on, sit down, and this bitch, ooh, I hate her. She came storming over mm-hmm. and literally was like, if you move tables again, like I told you not to, I'll bring your check right now. Like that's how she talked
like,
to me.
Bring it to me, I'll rip
and
it
I was
up.
Literally like, I was like, who are you talking to? Like I had a couple, I had a Pilsner in me. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is how you talk to people?
What'd she say?
And she was like, I told you already. And I was like, bring the fucking check then.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Dude, I'm telling you. At the start of the pandemic, I went into Whole Foods and they were like, you'd go in there single line and they'd be like, you this way, you that way. They would just be.
Yeah, I wasn't in there.
It was like a fucking concentration
camp. I hate these people. It probably was, dude.
Whole Foods, they got invested with this fucking like weird authority where they'd be like remember when they had like they first did the shopping lanes where like it was don't do not enter.
Yeah.
They were being like, sir. Like oh, I was getting yelled at. Now like you just walk past them through the do not enter, just like
yeah.
Say something, bro. I'm not gonna walk 500 feet to go get cereal, dude.
I never
it's
got
right there. I'm gunning for it.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking patriot, dude.
I got very patriotic.
I'm not walking through the produce to get fucking cereal, dude.
No.
Don't try to stop me.
Don't.
That will just bunker me down with just like the little discount thing.
They're
gonna
hold you down.
Like little foxholes, dude. They get stacks of like fruity pebbles just bunkered up.
I instantly became the most like condescending prick. Like as soon as she started saying that in my head, I was just like, fucking waitress. Like I just wanted to just be like, you're a loser.
Well, nobody's happy.
It was
nobody's
crazy.
Happy. They're convincing people that, like, if you walk around the table, that lady in her head's thinking, like, the restaurant's going to get closed down and people are going to die. And then you're just trying to eat out and someone's like, Sarah. And it's like, whoa, man. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
also, I mean, there's literally, there were like four black people taking pictures of themselves, like doing a photo shoot, like amongst customers the whole time without a mask. One of them literally was wearing a t-shirt that said reparations. With the definition on it.
Hell yeah.
And it was like, dude, I dare one
I can
of these,
see you getting fired up.
I dare one of these white pussy waitresses to say one thing to these fucking
people.
So
you started, you got up and you were just like.
So Reggie was with us. Really? And Reggie was able to move back and forth within the tables. What? And I was like, dude,
you got
I'm
fucking...
so glad that I know they're not going to say a single fucking thing to you.
What'd he say?
It was great. Reggie and his boys, his black friends, were with us.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they please, and it was fun. It was nice
to watch.
You
thought you'd get a little bit of the rub.
I wanted to. No. I was just happy to know. I knew when I saw Reggie walking back and forth, I was like, they're never going to do a thing.
Yeah.
And Roan, shout out Roan. Roan was with us. Nice. We had a white rapper with us.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude. They should have paid him respect. They should have treated him like Reggie.
You think?
If you're a white rapper, you deserve.
You should get
the
like.
Hipsters should give you.
They should give you like a 4 foot radius around your table.
Yes.
Like, whoa, you can't go all the way to the bathroom, but.
So yeah, I was doing that battle.
So you were in hell, dude.
That was bad. Yeah,
you were in like 2021 Philadelphia is like 1950 South for fucking white dudes.
It really is, man. It really is crazy. They're like, what are you doing here? You can't eat here. It's like, can I just get something to eat before I eat? Like, well, you can pick it up out back. Take your fucking mask. I didn't mean to criticize anybody that's a waiter
of
or waitstaff, but.
Don't be a jerk about it.
That lady was talking down. Like, she was literally speaking to me like she was a police officer. She's like, sir, you need to wear your fucking mask right now. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Get a life.
It's fucking lame, dude.
Especially when they want to put on this facade like she's wearing, like, you know, short jean shorts and, like, ripped stockings underneath them and, like, punk rock shit.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, you're a rebel, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a rebel who literally reads the news and follows mandates from the corporate-controlled government. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit, and people have to, you know. Again, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to get sick and all that shit, but it's like, dude, I should be able to go to a place and have a place who's like, yo, we don't care about it, and other places like, hey, we're actually worried about it. And it's like, yeah, let me know, and I'll just roll and do my thing.
I did witness racism on the way here.
What?
I went to a Wawa, Aramango Ave Wawa.
They can be a hub sometimes.
It is a hub. It's a hot spot.
What happened?
A fat.
You just saw like the little message from the gas station TV screen. It was like fucking Puerto Ricans. Yeah, and you're like, oh shit.
a portly African American woman was making hoagies slowly.
Nice.
And a white man clearly on heroin was not happy about it.
Really?
She was doing a little too slow for his heroin. And he was like, fucking Aunt Jemima, better hurry it up. And I was just like, oh, shit.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just looked. She was eyeing him. Oh. He was so fucked up. And then I watched him walk outside, take his clothes off. It was crazy.
Also, imagine being too slow for a dude on heroin.
He was, heroin's probably the, I mean, it's
he
in
He might have been methed up. He might
certainly
have
heroin, but yeah.
Speedballing.
He was shirt off screaming.
He
so
wanted
was,
to slump, but he still wanted to, that must be crazy when you're speedballing. You're like, just like this, but you're like, hurry up. Hurry up. I got
so much stuff to do.
Come on, I'm late.
I got to scream in the parking lot. Hurry up. That's what he did. He sat Indian style in the parking lot. In the middle of the street, he sat, because I was eating my sandwich in my car.
Yeah, obviously.
And I just watched
civilized.
Him.
Civilized.
Like a man. Yeah. I sat in my recently towed Chevy Cruze. And he sat on the sidewalk, or in the corner of the parking lot. You know the CVS?
Yeah, yeah.
And, or the Rite Aid, whatever that is.
Yep.
He sat in the spot between that, literally on the pavement, eating a sandwich, screaming. And then he would get up, take his shirt off, run around. And then he did hit the lady with an Aunt Jemima that I was like,
ooh. I'm surprised.
Shit is ice cold, bro.
That's ice cold.
Shit was
dude.
Ice cold, brother.
Should have fucking decked
I gave him
them.
A little fucking. Nah, what? I was like, yo, Jemima? You hit a Jemima in the Wawa, dude? Yeah,
for, that's like a 1992, dude.
Yeah, that was a fearless.
Damn.
I had the Mortal Kombat. I'm all Mortal Kombat.
I'm surprised
Kombat
he didn't get
I was like,
he had to have gotten something in his food. There's no way that passes. You go behind that glass.
He was so bad, though.
Your hoagie will get Ocean 11 real quick,
yeah,
dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
start throwing out racial slurs in Wawa.
Yeah.
I told you what my one brother used to do. He used to order. He would go to the place on Spruce Street, and he would order the most complicated hoagies he could think of because it was all just older black ladies who would have the funniest reactions to it and be like, what the hell? This man's ordering a 2-foot long tuna fish bologna. Yeah. And it would just be the crazy, and he would just never pick it up or pay for it. He would just let people make it and be like, ha-ha, and just walk out.
Yeah, they are.
This man want mustard, mayo, ketchup, and barbecue sauce?
Walking out.
It would just melt minds behind the glass. They'd be like, what? Who sandwiched
it? Hey, motherfucker. And just leaving it there and be like, 887. I'm going to find this son. Who was like, 887.
So excited to meet the person, the mystery, the culinary mastermind behind the sandwich. Damn, and he would just like buy a pack of sunflower seeds and leave.
That's really funny. That must have, but you know what? That's trickle down though. Somebody else ran into those Wawa ladies later that day and they were just motherfuckers. Like, what are these people's problem? It's like, yeah, they've been making mustard sandwiches. They're pissed. But yeah, the guy hit an Aunt Jemima and it was just like.
And nobody said anything. Everyone just.
He was that fucked up that everyone was just like, yeah, whatever. It was literally a homeless
guy. I guess no one wanted to take him on.
No.
It's like seeing like a possum in the trash can. You're just like, I just shut the lid, bro. Yeah. I don't want to fucking have a possum come after me.
Yeah, that was that. So yeah, I've been doing battle everywhere I've gone.
Damn,
last
dude.
Last couple of days.
Just came from Walmart, dude.
What was going on down there?
We gotta get jobs there.
I would get a job.
I'm dead serious. Once I get out of my painting contract for the summer, dude, I'm gonna hit Walmart. We're gonna become king of the black teens, dude.
King of the what?
King of the black teenagers, dude.
Black teens?
It's, dude, you just gotta go down there. It's all the cashiers.
All black teens.
It's just wild black teenagers, dude. We gotta go down there and just.
That probably. No, and again, this is. There's deeper reasons than race, but.
Why?
Man, that must be literally the worst service on earth.
Well, yeah, teenagers. Well,
not just teenagers here, but we're talking black God. Philly teenagers. We just had it at fucking, what's it called?
Where?
Blaze Pizza.
Oh, dude, we got brutalized.
Oh, my God. So me and Matt went to we had a nice dinner at Blaze Pizza. Lovely establishment.
That was nice.
And there was a couple guys working behind there that got overwhelmed because a lot of people came in at once, and you could see just the, they really gave up.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
Matt got scolded.
Some guy scolded me, dude.
This is
we
tough.
We got to get down there. We got to tuck some polos in, dude, and straighten out
you
Walmart.
Think we do?
100%.
Dude, they would hate us.
Dude, we got to go down there. We got to interrupt the Facebook Live sessions, dude.
You think the black
people.
Teens are going to like you?
Hell yeah, dude. They're not going to like me. They're going to respect me.
The black teens are going to hate you,
they're going to fear and respect
me. No, dude, you think you're going to coach Carter them?
I'm Machiavellian as fuck, dude. They're going to respect me.
You think you're going to coach Carter?
Definitely,
you think you're going to come down there and be very strict?
I'm going to get into all their dangerous minds, dude.
Yeah, some of them are going to be pissed. Like, somebody's going to get real pissed and quit right away.
You think so? I'll get him back.
You're going to have to get him back. He's going to be the most troubled.
I'm going to have to go to his gang practice, dude, if I can get him out.
And then you're going to put on a fucking do-rag and start dancing. You're going to have a breakdance scene with the kids.
I'm going to show up in a blazer with, like, a large thermos. I'm like, all right, guys, let's go. They'll be like, you're fucking high. I'll be like, shut up.
Yeah, that'll be good, man.
Shut that down.
Damn, dude, the Nightcast is already hot.
Nightcast, 3 minutes in, dude.
3 minutes in, you're already talking about black teens.
Well, dude, I mean, we got to rise to the ranks at Walmart. We got to start as cart boys, dude. That'd be sick. And
start as cart boys and then graduate to become king of the black teens.
King of the black teens, dude, at Walmart, yeah. They'll come in and be like, my liege. They're like, rise.
You think you can get the black teens to bow to you and call you my liege? Dude, never. If you're a black teen working at a Walmart in what fucking, where is
South
it?
South Philly.
South Philly? Dude.
You don't think they fucking, think they pledge allegiance to
you? You could be fucking, the only person that they would give a fuck about is if you were Kendrick Lamar. You could be fucking Drake and walk in there and they'd be like, yo, faggot ass motherfucker. Like, dude, they're the meanest people on earth. Are you kidding me? Black teen cashiers? Literally the meanest.
I got snubbed hard when I was there.
They're mean, dude.
Yeah.
It's a mean bunch.
Yeah, they're motherfuckers, dude.
They'll fucking, the first chance they get to ridicule you, they will take it.
I think it is a gang, dude.
It's for sure. Walmart?
Walmart cashiers. It's like Bloods, Crips, that's Walmart like, cashiers.
Brandon Vince Jack, or no, is it Sydney?
Sydney has
a great joke about it.
Yeah, about how he's scared of black teenagers.
Sydney Gantt has a joke about how he's afraid of black women.
No, he's afraid
only
of black
cashiers.
Female cashiers at Target.
Yeah,
he does, actually. Oh.
They are very mean.
Yeah, that lady was not nice to me, dude.
Yeah? I mean, obviously, sometimes they can be super nice.
Yeah.
Not the black teens, though.
Yeah, when I'm talking the old ladies, dude.
You get ladies can be very nice.
Yeah, you get an old lady on the squad, dude, handing the paper towels.
The teens are nothing but mean motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Not digging that Walmart.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Not about that Walmart life, dude. I'm trying to get into that Walmart life, dude, and get paper. Yeah. I'm trying to get papered at Walmart, dude.
You're not going to get any paper.
Dude, I'm going to be fucking, I'll be running that thing in like a month.
Yeah?
Dude, my with my fucking business background, dude.
Your business background's garbage.
LeBeau, College of Business, dude, Drexel 09. Fucking bring, I'm bringing my degree into fucking Walmart. I'm going to put it on the cards while I push them, dude. I'm going to rise up hard as fuck. I'm gonna cry like Pursuit of Happiness every day.
Dude. You're gonna get fired after a fucking week, dude. You're gonna quit. You're gonna quit after fucking 2 days.
Nah, dude, I'd rise the fucking ranks.
Day three, this bit would get old, and you would quit.
No, would it? I'd get my first paycheck, dude. It would get so old. I'd be like, "What the fuck is this?"
You get an $80 paycheck after like an 80-hour work week.
I would just have child support taken out. Like, dude, how many kids? Like, dude, they all fucking come.
You would turn into a black teen, dude. After like sick. A month, you'd be just sitting at a register on your phone.
That'd be sick, dude. I'd just be FaceTiming.
I wouldn't even recognize you anymore.
I would be FaceTiming you. I'd be like, yo.
I'd come into Walmart, wouldn't even recognize my old friend.
I'd be on Facebook Live the whole time, like, yo, we're at Walmart.
That's too much, Matthew.